In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists what will be the first thing President Obama and the new Republican-controlled Congress can agree on. But first, let me tell you all that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Lumber Liquidator, supporting the Ronald McDonald House Charities, the National Braille Press, and NPR. Information at lumberliquidators.com. The Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, the environment, medical research, and child well-being. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, benevolent overlord Doug, the subway fugitive, Bongo Boy, not a slave to fashion, Berman. Philip Kotika writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is Kel CNC. Music Factory Hardison. Our web guru is Beth Novi. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced every week by Eva Waltrover of Austin, Texas, and Miles Dernboss. Technical directions from Lorna White. Our CFO is Ann Nien. Our production coordinator is one Robert Newhouse. Thanks to the staff and crew at the Bass Concert Hall here at UT. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Linwood, Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the first thing that Obama and the new Republican Congress agree on? Bobcat Goldthwait.
Limits on mouse hunting permits for cats.
Somewhat random, but good. Faith Saley.
That University of Texas alumna Renee Zellweger looks just fine.
Tom Baudet.
In their first post-election White House meeting, Speaker Boehner and the President agree that the new Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell does look a little bit like a turtle. Well, if any of that happens, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Bobcat Goldthwait, Faith Saley, Tom Baudet. Thanks to Sylvia Ponce Carson and everyone at KUT Austin. Thanks to everybody here at the Bass Theater on the beautiful University of Texas campus. And thank all of you in Radio Land for listening. I'm Peter Sagal, and we'll see you next week. This is NPR.